Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Harley, do you have anything to say?
Nah.
No. He doesn't squeal on command.
He does not make his random noises.
No.
He just washes.
Yeah, it's gross.
Like a gross boy.
It's disgusting.
Jen will be very happy to know that I utterly confused one of my work clients with some wrestling terminology just now.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Which term did you use?
Well, I told him, I says, I popped hard for some joke I heard on the show today. And he
Yeah, that sounds fucking
laughed.
Gross if you don't know what it means.
He laughed and he goes, popped. I go, enjoyed. I go, I talk in wrestling terms sometimes.
Yeah, you're a dork.
You know what? We only have one life on this planet. Why not use some words
you know,
that you normally don't?
It's fine.
I think I'm entitled to drop a few kayfabe terms.
Sure.
I even use that the other day. I even use it. I guess when somebody's trying to bullshit, I use kayfabe.
Yep.
I said that to one of my coworkers, and she totally. I think she got it.
Well,
she,
good.
Could you go? She'll. What are you talking about? So I guess we should talk about some of the news that broke pertaining to comic book stuff last week, that being that Robert Pattinson of the Twilight movies is the forerunner, if not already confirmed, to be playing Batman in the new Matt Reeves version of
Batman
called The Batman.
People are mad.
You know, people are mad, but I'll be honest. At least I haven't been tracking it as much.
No, I know people are mad.
Understandably.
Well,
it's very much a surprising choice based on Robert Pattinson's previous work.
Well, apparently he's done a lot of stuff. I actually have not seen a ton of movies with him in it, but apparently he is really good in a lot of stuff.
Like, yeah, he's a good actor.
Good Time, which I've never heard of, but apparently he's very good in that.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole bunch of other ones. But at first I was like, what? And then I was like, you know what? I was wrong about Ben Affleck because I felt he did a really good job for what he was given. And I thought he played a very good Bruce Wayne. And I thought he was a good Batman. So I am not going to get all pissy because you know what? I was fucking wrong last time.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be like, well, and I'm like, you know what? I did that last time. I've learned my lesson. I will just wait to see what happens.
I think I have a picture on my Instagram from
where I'm very upset.
You're holding a plush Batman, and I'm like,
because I think you didn't. You text me? No, I texted you.
Oh, that's right.
And no, that, I told you.
No, I texted you.
You texted me, and I said, "Fuck you. That better not be real."
I think you just went, "Fuck you."
I think I did.
Yeah, I was like,
I
"No,
just said,
I'm
fuck
serious."
You.
Because I was at work. Yeah, because I was at work, and it came up, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna.
Yeah, but just like, fuck you, and then you have a picture of me like clutching a plushy Batman, being all sad, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna be ridiculous this time because I was fucking wrong. Yeah. I thought Ben Affleck did as good of a job as he could have with that material.
I do hope though that Robert Pattinson just does like a ton of steroids
and gets all huge.
Gets just fucking jacked. Because Ben Affleck was in really good shape for Batman.
Yeah, he was. He got all jacked for fucking no reason whatsoever.
Well, he was doing, you know, tire fucking.
That's right. He was hitting
CrossFit.
A tire with. He was CrossFit Batman. He was hitting a fucking tire with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, he was using like a. Like, what's he like?
Should
like,
I be doing that?
Hitting tires?
Like with sledgehammers? Should we like get a tire, put it in the backyard, and I should just hit it with a sledgehammer?
You know.
Like a jack?
I don't know how. Look. I saw this on a documentary. I think it was Edge, the wrestler. He was like, he's retired now.
Yes.
You know, he lives in like North Carolina.
Because his neck is about to like fall off or something.
Yeah, because like he has like zero neck.
Yeah.
But.
Because wrestling.
he keeps himself fit. You know, he's still.
Well, he acts good. And stuff.
He acts. Yeah, he's still in good wrestler. You know, he's still in pretty good shape. And he was saying, "It's like, yeah, my big thing is I just have this giant tire, and I just kind of like hit it with a hammer, and then I roll it down the hill. Like, you know, he lifts it up and like flips it over.
Yeah.
So, do you think we should get a big tire? Let's put it in the backyard.
I mean, I don't really want to like flip it over across the grass because we spent so much time trying to make sure the grass is alive.
I would just love it just having people come over and just be like,
that's our tire.
That's our workout tire. I can't lift it. So it's just there.
How are we going to get it to the backyard?
I don't know. Just have somebody bring a tire.
Somebody stronger than us.
Bring the tire. It's like, all right, we'll take it from here. And then just never move it.
Yeah, just we'll be like, now it's in the backyard.
Yeah. But that is pretty much what he was doing in that movie. But I want my Batman to be fucking yoked.
I know that
Robert Pattinson, he's a thin dude.
Right, but he could be yoked for Robert Pattinson.
But he needs to get big.
Yeah.
He needs to get, like, rock big.
I don't know.
He needs The Rock to tell him what to eat.
Maybe.
Robert Pattinson, I know you listen to this podcast.
Call Dwayne. Ask him about his 900 platter sushi or whatever the fuck
him,
it is on his
ask
cheat
him
day.
To give him the number to his COD guy. Because Dwayne has a COD guy.
Isn't he worried about mercury poisoning?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because he does eat a lot of fish.
Oh, he eats a ton of fish.
I mean, eating...
he eats nothing but COD.
Yeah, you have to watch that.
Oh man, what if The Rock ends up getting mercury poisoning? He's just like, that's how it ends up.
Yeah, because I mean, eating fish is a good thing, but you can't eat too much fish.
You know, that's a really good question. I'm really concerned about Dwayne.
Maybe it's only certain fish.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I get nervous. I love tuna.
I know.
I really do. And I wish that I could genuinely just eat nothing but tuna.
But you can't.
But I don't think I'm supposed to.
Well, you're not supposed to.
But if Dwayne The Rock Johnson can eat nothing but cod.
Well, maybe he's got a special cod guy. Oh.
Well, right. Okay. Well, same. But
maybe that guy has like mercury-free cod.
It's true. Yeah. That would be a good question to ask at like a Comic-Con if like Dwayne Johnson was there. He'd be like,
Excuse me.
How do you not have mercury poisoning from eating all that cod? Thank you. Because he literally was like, I think when like some interview was like, I eat like a ton of cod. Like he has this ridiculous diet because he's The Rock and he has to be huge constantly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, getting back to Robert Pattinson, he's a good actor. From what I understand, and other things that aren't Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Twilight is where he made a fortune, but he's done a lot of other stuff.
But maybe that was the whole plan. Maybe he was like, dude, if I take this stupid role...
and I do 8 movies, or 6 movies, or whatever...
they're going to pay me a ton, and then I don't have to worry about money, and I can just do whatever the hell I want to do for the rest of my life.
Mm, yeah, no,
And you know what? That's a fucking smart idea.
Yeah. No, he's got that going.
Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe that was the idea.
I will do whatever that Water for Elephants, or whatever it is... remember
was
that?
He in that?
Yeah, because it was like, I was about to say The Greatest Showman, but no, it was a different circus movie. It was a different circus movie with him and, I think it was Reese Witherspoon.
I believe that is correct, yeah.
But, maybe he'll be good. And somebody actually posted a great comparison, like those photos where they'll show the actors and they'll be like, yeah, this is what we want. And somebody put Robert Pattinson and Michael Keaton, and then they had a picture of old Bruce Wayne and Terry, and there was somebody there was like, do it.
Oh my God, I would fucking die if they did Batman Beyond. That'd be fucking great. Do it.
Why not? What do you got to lose?
Oh, that'd be fucking sweet. Like, I would love to see that with an old Michael Keaton and like a new.
I could
see Robert Pattinson as Terry McGinnis, absolutely.
Here's the thing. You can call it the Batman and just be like, fuck it, we're doing Batman Beyond.
Oh, that's awesome. I would love it.
Surprise Batman Beyond movie. Gimme.
Yeah, give me that surprise Batman Beyond movie.
So, you know, let's do that. And then, you know, people will be like, oh, this is better than just having the same old fucking Batman parents get killed.
Yeah, we have to watch his parents get killed. We'd have to watch Terry's dad get killed in like a different way, but that's okay.
That would be different. Parent to death.
You know what? That would be great because then you could have like the Jokers there because that's fucking ridiculous.
Also, I want Henry Rollins to come back and be Mad Stan or whatever the hell he played.
Oh, yeah. Because
he did a voice, I think it was.
He did a voice.
Something Stan.
I think that's right. I don't remember exactly. I'd have to look.
Yeah, fucking do that shit.
Yeah, give me that. Actually, I would rather see that than another Batman movie. Like, than another just straight Bruce Wayne as Batman movie.
Yeah, we already know this movie. Give us something different.
That's the thing. I already know Batman's origin story. Give me Batman.
Give me fucking
Beyond.
Elseworlds Batman.
Dude, Elseworlds Batman, that'd be fucking cool. You know what else would be cool? A Nightwing movie. I'd like that. Like Robert Pattinson as Nightwing? I can see it.
And just be like, yeah, there was a Batman and here's fucking Nightwing.
Yeah, well, no, they don't fucking talk anymore. And you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the thing. Cool.
And you could have, you could get a Huntress and you could do all sorts of shit.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
You could have a fuck.
Sure, yeah.
You can make it R-rated. Just come on, let's do this.
Why?
R-rated. R-rated. I want an R-rated Batman.
Yeah, me too. That'd
just
be fun.
Just give me something. Just give me something different. You know, yeah. I kind of, and I know that's not DC's MO. You know, unfortunately.
No, it is not.
You know, they're very much like, oh, we're just going to keep doing the same shit because that's what sells tickets.
I guess.
You know, we try, especially with the traditional characters, you know, we'll do this, that, and the other thing, you know, just to make sure that people know that, you know, we're sticking with the same characters and, you know, it's not anything too different, you know, where Marvel takes a lot of chances on these different characters and why it's been so beloved.
Right.
You know, I think just because it gives you a chance to be like, oh, hey, well, if you don't like Iron Man, here's Captain America and here's Hulk and here's Hawkeye. You know, everybody makes fun of Hawkeye, but there's people that like Hawkeye. You know, Black Widow. I mean,
those people are strange.
You have War Machine. You have Vision. You have Scarlet. You have like so many options of be like, hey, I don't. Captain Marvel. You know, you could dig whatever you want to dig. You know, DC is just like, here's Batman. Here's Superman. Enjoy it.
Yeah, Batman and Superman. Hey, maybe we'll throw in a Wonder Woman. But you know what? They did do Shazam.
They did do Shazam, and they did. You know, obviously there was a Justice League movie. I still can't believe there was a Justice League movie that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of has already left my mind.
Yeah, I think it's left most people's minds.
Like, that was a thing that, like, you know, it took 2017, a movie featuring the actual, whatever the Justice League is.
Cyborg and Flash
and Aquaman.
We got a fucking on-screen cyborg.
Yeah.
And the Flash and shit. But at the same time, it was better than Batman v Superman.
Well.
But it was still one of those things where it was like, I don't know, it could have been better. Because it was still that like weird, like gross coloring, like brown, gray, the movie itself.
Yeah.
That like color palette. And then at the end, it was such a disappointment. Because as they're everything's flying up into the portal to go to Apocalypse, and you don't even give me fucking red eyes at the top,
right?
To tease that you're gonna give me Darkseid. Come on, that was a bummer. I felt that was a missed opportunity.
Well, especially if we know Apocalypse, we know fucking Darkseid.
Yeah,
you got everything else in there.
You've got Parademons, dude. Just show me. Just all. I didn't even need to see it. I just need two glowing red eyes at the fucking end of the Mother Box portal. That's all I fucking needed. And I would be like, oh my god, Darkseid, he's coming. Like, I would have forgiven so much for that movie to tease that. And they didn't do it. And I was like, it would have been easy. Everything else is CGI. Just put two little red eyes.
Yeah. No, we must really put over Steppenwolf for some reason.
Yeah, it was dumb. But anyway. But yeah, I mean, Robert Pattinson, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm willing to give it a shot. Yeah, I mean, granted, that movie's not going to come out until, like, another 2 years.
Well, I mean, who even knows? Because like,
it's not even confirmed.
About the Flash movie that's like been pushed back like 18 million times?
Oh yeah, remember? Yeah, wasn't that
supposed to be a thing?
Have they actually like filmed that movie?
You know, I have absolutely no idea. And that's
does DC have any movies like actually filming? Like, I mean, other than I think with Joker, like Joker's pretty much done. I mean, obviously.
Wonder Woman, I think they're in post.
Yeah, and Wonder Woman's
in post.
Wonder Woman 2, you know, and then there's what? There's no Aquaman. Was there a Cyborg movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because that was the whole point, because we're going to do Cyborg, we're going to do Flash, we're going to do all these individual characters.
Yeah, but I know Flash was supposed to come first, but I feel that's been pushed back like 3 or 4 times at this point.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't really care.
I don't care either.
Because we already have a Flash TV show with a perfectly cromulent Flash.
Yeah, no, he's a great Flash. I mean, I'm actually surprised that so many, like, I don't really follow, like, nerds melting down online, or at least I try not to. But I'm surprised, like, people aren't just, like, losing their shit over Ezra Miller, like, every fucking day. Because he's so very out there. Like, you did you see him at the Met Gala?
No. Was he carrying his own head?
No.
I'm sorry. That was Joker.
It was. But Ezra Miller is a little bit more, like, gender fluid. And he kind of, like, plays with that sort of stuff. So he's done a lot of shoots where he's in, like, high heels and lipstick and stuff. Because he's just kind of, like, a weird, out there, gender fluid kind of dude. And he, at the Met Gala, I don't know, because it was notes on camp. Nobody knew what camp was, save like 10 people. But he wore this like very tailored pinstriped blazer, but it went into a dress, like a huge like ball gowny dressy thing. And I don't know if he had pants on underneath it. I never saw the bottom part, but he had this like diamond cage corset. And then he had a mask that he was holding. It was like on a stick. And it was like his own face. And then when he pulled it, and he had like a wig on, where it was like short and kind of curly, like a very like lady in an office kind of hair. And then he pulled the mask away, and he had three eyes on each side of his face, and like wearing lipstick and stuff. Like he's definitely like a totally like arty creative dude. I'm gonna find this picture.
So what was his claim to fame before The Flash?
Don't remember, to tell you the truth.
I mean, obviously, I've looked it up at some point, but I'm like, that's what I don't understand about celebrities. Like, he's like, you're going to be The Flash.
Oh, he was, you know, it was this long thing. He did have pants on, though.
Mm.
But yeah, he was doing this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if this is necessarily camp, but it's certainly weird as fuck. I mean, I appreciate it. Yeah, he does weird shit like this all the time. So that's why I'm always like, I'm surprised like more nerds aren't like melting down over his.
Well, because you know what, again, this is again, the movies that DC does.
Yeah.
They feel so much mired in inactivity and mediocrity or just thing. It doesn't feel like there's really any buzz behind them until they're actually coming out.
Right.
You know, people are just like, oh, because a lot of times when you hear about these movies, you're just like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we would say that for Aquaman for years, you know, until it actually happened, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, Shazam came out, and, you know, they actually filmed movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing, like, you know, with The Flash, like, it's, yeah, he was okay in that movie, in the Justice League movie, but largely forgettable.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just like, okay, well, yeah, we haven't.
Well, he does shit like this. Which I fucking appreciate, like, a dude who's gonna, like, do weird shit with fashion.
Wait, that's a movie premiere?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Fantastic Beasts premiere, and I can't imagine that that's comfortable.
How do you sit down in that?
You know, that's a great question, but
do you even get to go see the movie?
No.
Does he have to stand in the back and just kind of be like, I'm in this thing? Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Which I appreciate, because,
he has
like,
nice thighs.
He has great thighs. He's Flash. I feel like, after, we had Bowie and we had Prince, and then there's no dudes out there doing like weird fashion shit anymore.
Yeah.
So I kind of appreciate that Ezra Miller's doing it, but again, I'm just surprised that there's no.
But you know what? But he's not like a bigger deal. Like,
that's probably the thing.
I think that's what it is. I think if that was Ben Affleck doing this shit.
Oh my God, I'd pay fucking money to see Ben Affleck like walking around with like 18 eyes painted on his fucking face.
I want to see Ben Affleck in that big Michelin Man outfit.
That giant like puffy snow coat, but it's a giant dress at the same time.
Ben Affleck just like with his tired ass like face.
just looking like so sad, trying to smoke in that thing. Guys, just go look. I'll see if I can put it on the Facebook page, but go look up Ezra Miller at the Fantastic Beasts premiere when he's just wearing like literally a floor length puffy jacket.
But the thing is, if that was Ben Affleck, everybody'd be freaking the fuck out because it's Ben Affleck.
And it'd be, you know, so fucking funny though.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, like Ezra Miller, it's like I don't know any. I shouldn't know what he was in beforehand.
I don't know.
But it really escapes me. He was The Flash, but that movie was like 2 years ago, and it was largely forgettable. So him going to see Fantastic Beasts just as a Michelin Man,
why not?
Just like, whatever. What do you do? When's The Flash movie coming out? 2024? Great.
Yeah, The Flash movie's never fucking coming out.
Tomorrow we'll probably get a trailer.
Well, Spider-Man's coming out soon, and so is What do we have?
I'm just thinking about him being the Flash, but flying in that Michelin Man outfit.
You know what? That'd be great. If that was the Flash's costume, it'd be like, wow, you really are fast.
Like, I'm the Flash. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of what's coming out. We have Spider-Man for sure.
Spider-Man 2. Yeah, Spider-Man Far From Home, which, by the way, I think I might want to do this.
Mm.
I want to go to Walmart.
Okay.
And get the Dark Berry Dr. Pepper
Dark
flavor.
Berry
because
Dr.
they have because there's a special flavor in honor of the movie and it has Mysterio on the can.
When is it out?
Well, I think it's out now.
Oh shit, should we go to Walmart after this?
Oh man, Walmart's open 24 hours.
It sure as fuck is. Super Walmart, man. And terrible high, labor practices. Anyway, continue.
But Dark Berry Dr. Pepper.
We try not to go there.
Podcast partner from the wrestling show that we never do, Joe, would be very interested in that. I wonder if he's had a chance to check that out.
Mm.
Yeah, so that movie's coming out. What else is coming out this summer?
I was trying to think of that, actually.
Because we have that.
What is
that? Oh, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix. So, I mean, I think we'll get around to seeing that. I've already seen all those other ones. I saw First Class and Days of Future Past and Apocalypse, so I'll go see this one.
Yeah, I'm not super psyched about that. And I don't know why.
Because we already kind of saw it with X3 and it sucked, and I don't know if this one's going to be any better, even though it's got better actors and it's more of a...
Yeah, and you know what? Dark Phoenix was never my favorite, because you know I don't read a ton of X-Men comics mm-hmm. just because they're almost impenetrable. But when I was younger and the 90s show was on TV, the X-Men cartoon, they did tackle the Dark Phoenix.
You know, I've never watched that cartoon. I mean, that part of the series. We have it on DVD.
We do, and we should watch it. Mm. But I remember it was also really difficult because sometimes they'd play them out of order because it was fucking cartoons. But a lot of times they wouldn't, and I would catch the Dark Phoenix saga, and I never really cared for it.
You know, it's a story that I've known about for a long time. And this is with a lot of X-Men stories, save for a few that never really piqued my interest.
Yeah,
like Inferno and Mutant Massacre. Yeah, give it to me. You know, like I have the book. You know, the Mutant Massacre trade. I'm gonna read it sometime.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely interested because Massacre.
I think for some reason, and I'm not sure why, Jean Grey, even though I realize she's like one of the most powerful mutants ever, level 5 mutant.
It's kind of boring.
She's never really captured me as a character. Like, I'd rather spend all my time like hanging out with Storm or Rogue.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm going to hang out with if you give me a choice, I'd be like, let's just talk about Storm for like 17 hours.
Well, what's her face? Like, you know, like, I mean, Jean Grey and Cyclops just seem like a boring bunch of dips.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with Colossus or Archangel.
Yeah. Oh, Archangel. Definitely. Dude, yeah. I'd even like to the way that whole series kicks off with Morph getting killed and shit. Like, I'd rather spend more time there.
With Morph?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Morph.
He didn't even make it through the first episode.
He literally, I think he was like, he was created for the cartoon. They're like, all right.
And dead.
Dead.
Okay, so I pulled this thing up to find out what's coming out. So June 7th, Dark Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Okay, was originally set to release in 2018. Just FYI.
Oh, yeah, no, that's been pushed back.
Spider-Man Far From Home, July 6th. New Mutants, August 2nd.
Wait, so is that actually happening now?
This is what it says on
that movie's
on
been pushed back a fuck ton.
Yeah, well, okay. This is at the very beginning of 2019. It was slated for August 2nd. Now, that may have changed since this article was published.
I'm certain it has, but...
New Mutants is supposed to be August 2nd. That may not be correct. Then we have Joker in October. They're also saying Spawn, ?
Wait, what? Spawn?
Apparently, there's supposed to be a Spawn movie with Jamie Foxx.
We already had a Spawn movie.
I know.
We don't need another one. God damn it.
Let me see if
I can... Make a Savage Dragon movie instead. If you want to do image characters that have been around forever.
Yeah. Oh, I knew what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So I read, and I put this on our Facebook page, that in The Batman, they were talking about the two villains that are going to be in that movie are Catwoman and Penguin. Which, as we all know... Oh, no. New Mutants says 2020 now.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
August 2nd.
Okay.
I lie. It says August 2nd. Okay. So, you know, I love a Catwoman.
Well, hang on real quick. I'm sorry. IMDb says 2020.
Okay. So this still says 2019, but okay. I will go with what IMDb says.
Done by the director of The Fault in Our Stars.
Ooh, ouch. So yeah, I love a Catwoman, right? Love a Catwoman movie. Would love to see her on the big screen again. However, I feel like Batman has such a large rogues gallery that I'm kind of tired of seeing the same fucking characters. Mm. Yeah, we've seen Catwoman. This would be now four times if you want to count that terrible Catwoman movie. The Penguin, we really haven't seen a ton. But Danny DeVito was so iconic, I don't know if I really want to see another one.
Right.
So, like, what rogue would you want to see in the Batman go up against Robert Pattinson?
If we're going to do something different? That's a good question, because I'm not as invested in the rogues, but...
I just feel like there's so many of them.
I mean, I'm just trying, because it's hard for me to think. I mean...
Because I almost feel like you could even make...
Killer Croc comes up in my head. Well, he's already been introduced in...
Yeah, that's... Things, I don't know, because so. I was even thinking, like, I would love to see Mr. Freeze, and I know we've already had Mr. Freeze, but he was so shitty in Batman and Robin that I'd like to see that given, like, a good go.
Sorry, I just want to point out, Ezra Miller's claim to fame is that he played Kevin and We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Oh shit, that's right. I never saw that movie because I read that book, and I literally read that book and came home and told Sean we were never having children. Because that book's so upsetting. That and The Road. Don't ever read those back to back. Because that was a fucking mistake.
Yeah. You know what? Don't read books.
Yeah. Hey, books, bad.
Okay.
Speaking of books.
let me think real quick.
I wouldn't mind seeing...
That hasn't been done before.
That's the thing. Done before. Because I wouldn't mind seeing Mr. Freeze done correctly.
Yeah, I would like that. Because
it was so campy and bizarre in Batman and Robin. That they was did it in shitty. Gotham. They did, but I'm thinking about movies. I wouldn't... I think maybe a Calendar Man could actually be played like very sinister.
Could be interesting.
If you do him like a serial killer-esque... Like, if you want to go dark and gritty, like, Calendar Man might work.
Right, right.
That might be kind of cool. You know who I'd really love to see if we're going to go with, like, the terrorist?
KG Beast?
KG Beast would be cool, but
I kept thinking KG Beast.
Sure. Red Claw. She shows up in the animated series.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if she was created for the animated series or not. I would actually have to look that up. But she is, like, a terrorist.
How about a decent Hugo Strange for movies?
That would be fucking cool. Let's do that.
I think we could pull that off. Yeah. Because, I mean, we've done it on the TV show.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're just going to say fuck all to, you know, whatever's on TV, you know, then fuck it. Just do Hugo Strange.
Yeah.
Like, you could do Hugo Strange. You can do, you know, Steve Wayne. You can make an appearance.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know if I... Because the other one that comes to mind is Mad Hatter, but I don't know if I want to see Mad Hatter.
You know,
I've never been super interested in him, and he's so fucking creepy.
No, I'm not. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Remember in what was it that the animated movie that we watched? Which one was that? The one where his head blew up. Was that the animated? Was that an animated movie?
Whose head blew up? Where now?
The Mad Hatter. What movie was that? We watched. Was
it Gotham?
No. Because
God knows.
No, it was Bad Blood, wasn't it?
Oh, who the fuck's head blew up in that movie?
It was Mad Hatter.
Was it Mad Hatter?
Yeah, because it was like leading.
Oh, you're right. Because Talia was like fucking with him or whatever.
Yeah, Talia.
And she was trying to like.
Yeah, no, that's.
Mad Hatter or was it Riddler?
No, it was Mad Hatter.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure if it was Riddler, it would be he'd be a bigger part. He wouldn't be in that position.
No, but neither one of the because the whoever she was using in that position didn't make any sense. Riddler or
it was Mad Hatter.
He didn't make sense there either. Either one of them would have.
He was doing like a thing with his hat, and he had the helmet.
I think you're right. Maybe it was
thing.
Mad
he was sitting
Hatter.
In a chair, and then his fucking head blew up.
His head did blow up.
Yeah, because it was like, that one was like you had him and you had whatever it was that character, I can't think of his name, but it was whatever that character is that was like the clone of Damien.
Oh, I can't remember what his name is. Yeah, but he lived in a whale or something. Yeah,
the whale boy.
It didn't matter. Damien sucks, so his clone sucks. Anything involving him sucks.
Yeah, so KG Beast. Let's do KG Beast.
Sure, KG Beast.
Let's have Batman bury him and
let's have Kite Man.
Bro, I think that would piss me off more if I saw it's like Kite Man's gonna be the villain. I'm like, really? I wish I wouldn't be pissed off. It'd be like, That sounds dumb.
It's a story about a man who dresses up like a bat, a grown-ass man.
Right. Grown-ass bat. Robert Pattinson in grown-ass bat.
Yep, pretty much.
So, well, we can pontificate all day. And you know what? If you guys want to contribute to this discussion, please email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah, or post on Facebook.
Or post on our Facebook page. We would love to hear what you guys think, because that would be good discussion material. So, all right, let's take our break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week. You belong, you belong, you belong, you belong
to the Merry Marvel. Anyone hear us?
This is Trey Lawson.
And I'm James Hickson.
Anyone can hear this broadcast. We need your help.
We've been kidnapped and imprisoned in a tomb by this creepy old undertaker named Mr. Gravely.
And he's forcing us to review his collection of Marvel horror comics. Stuff like Tomb of Dracula,
Werewolf by Night,
Man-Thing,
Ghost Rider,
and so much more.
Forcing us to record these reviews as a podcast called The Tomb of Ideas.
If you can hear this, please contact our families. Call the authorities. Anyone. Tell them we can be found at...
Now, boys. Let's not give too much away. You can find James and Trey every other Wednesday at The Tomb of Ideas, a Marvel horror podcast. A proud member of the Cinepunks podcast group. See you there, Tomb Believers.
The Merry Marvel Party, the party.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. We are doing Doctor Strange Fate.
Oh, shit.
Number one from April 1996. And, of course, Doctor Strange Fate is from the Amalgam Comics universe,
mm-hmm.
where Doctor Strange and Doctor Fate were smooshed together.
They were turned into one man.
Into one man. And that
two
man
became one.
And that man ended up being a completely different man.
Yeah, and that's really stupid, and we're going to talk about that when we get to it.
Which could eat my ass. It's been a long time since I think I've read this.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
I didn't realize that was going to happen at the end, and then I was upset. Because I was like, oh, that's dumb. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, basically, I just figured we'd... bust this out because yep. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
And I like these Amalgam comics. I think they're interesting. It's different spin. It's kind of fun.
It's unfortunate that the rights and the IP and all that bullshit
mm-hmm.
mucks up the works, because there's a lot of fun stuff to be had in this universe to just kind of, I mean, the stories aren't that great.
Oh, no, they're all dumb.
They're all dumb, but I just like the idea of just mushing everything together, and you have all these different characters, and it's like, you know what, why don't you make some fucking toys and make some video games and shit out of this, and everybody makes a bunch of money, and we're all happy. Of course, though, you know, this is the 90s. You know, the comic book landscape is much different nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it still could be pretty complicated to do this now. I'm a big fan of Dr. Fate, and I like Dr. Strange.
Yeah.
So, got two
Strange
great,
Fate.
Strange Fate, and basically, Dr. Fate, it's basically Dr. Fate, so it's
basically Dr. Fate wearing Dr. Strange's cape.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
It's kind of a lazy concept, to be honest.
It really is, because Dr. Fate, depending on who you look at, sometimes he has a cape already.
Dr. Fate's always had a cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, are there a couple times where he doesn't have one?
Well, when he was
when he was Fate,
when he was Fate,
one.
Which I think actually, now that you point that, bring
that
up,
he looks a lot more like Fate because he's got Ankhs all over him.
With this one, he's on this thing because he basically has the Dr. Fate outfit with
yes.
a Rey Mysterio belt,
yes,
and the Doctor Strange cape, but the helmet of Naboo,
mm-hmm.
and he's also carrying like these like Ankh like. Gimmicks. One that's
stick.
like he's got this one that looks like a walking stick, and he's got a few on there. So it's kind of like the Jared Stevens.
Yeah.
But
it's the 90s. Hey, question for you. Rey Mysterio. He often wears gear that will like mimic a superhero.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Has he ever done a Dr. Fate look?
No, I don't think Dr. Fate's a big. He usually does like the big ones.
Yeah, but there's only so many big ones.
Well, there's still a few more that he hasn't probably touched yet.
Really?
He's done, well, as far as I can remember, he's done Captain America, he's done Flash, he's done Joker,
mm-hmm.
he's done Daredevil. What else has he done? I mean, the one year he did the Navi from Avatar.
Okay.
He did one of those. I'm probably missing like a...
Oh, I'm sure. There's probably a ton.
One or two others that he's done. He's done like... He did like a Silver Surfer kind of one year.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it wasn't at WrestleMania. It was at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. He's never done a Green Lantern. But there's still like a bunch out there that he hasn't done yet that... I mean, he's kind of flirted with... Superman, I think, in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think he's ever done a Batman. No, he did. I don't know. But
didn't Money in the Bank, which was last Sunday. Was it? Naomi?
Naomi, yeah.
Who did Bumblebee?
Yeah, Bumblebee, but from Teen Titans. So yeah. She did Karen Beecher, so which was a very, to me at least, I mean, I haven't watched the Titans show.
It was a spot on.
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, I mean, it's not a super hard one to do because it's just like, you know, pants and a crop top.
Yeah.
But she did it. Yeah. And it was cool. Honestly, because I'd never seen her hair like that before, that I was like, wait, who's that girl? And then I was like, oh, no, that's Naomi.
She does a lot of stuff with her hair. I just ain't, yeah.
I just feel like it's always long.
Well, it's always long, but I mean, she could
this time it was different.
She could do full fro. She could do just about it. She does just about it. Ton of stuff with her hair.
Yeah.
She's like Beyonce.
Yeah.
But, you know, she came out looking pretty much just like that.
Yeah.
Like Bumblebee, which.
That was cool.
Was pretty rad. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that too, and I didn't know, just from following wrestling and just following these people, I didn't know she was into that.
Yeah.
So that was surprising, which is great. I know like a lot of wrestlers have done that in the past. Like the one year, Seth Rollins does that stuff too.
Yeah, he does. So does Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano does that a lot. He has a lot of themed kind of gear.
Yeah, because he did like an Iron Man thing, I think, at TakeOver.
Yeah, he did an Iron Man. He did Punisher kind of a Punisher thing. What's his fit? What was I just talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about people who do that sort of thing.
Oh, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins did something where...
He did like a Dragon Ball Z thing once, didn't he?
Dragon Ball Z? No, that was the New Day.
Did New Day do a Dragon Ball Z thing that I missed?
Well, that one year they came out of the cereal box and they were just like Dragon Ball Z. Don't you remember that?
No. I just remember the cereal box.
Oh, they came out and they all had fucking tails and shit?
They had tails?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't remember that at all.
I'll have to show you. Yeah, because it's...
Well, when they were a tag team. No, they still are.
They're still a tag team.
Cesaro and Sheamus, did they get broken up yet?
They're broken up now as a team.
They used to do the Super Saiyan...
The fusion dance.
The fusion dance, yeah.
Yeah. No, they've done some themed gear, too. I think they had, like, a purple motif at the Royal Rumble this year that was kind of supposed to be, like, Thanos thing. But speaking of Thanos, Seth Rollins...
That's right, he did.
Seth Rollins one year, or one for... I can't remember when it was, but he...
At WrestleMania. He had he was Thanos.
This one?
I'm almost positive it was this one.
He had
one before.
There was one point where he wore one gold boot, and that's what he represented as the gauntlet.
Oh, yeah, was it this one or last one?
It was pretty... I don't know. There was one year... last year. I don't know about this year, but maybe it was this year. But last year, he dressed up like a White Walker.
Oh, that I remember. Yeah. It must have been this year then.
Yeah. So, anyways, we could talk about wrestler outfits all day, because... Those are things I care about. I also care about this comic.
Hmm.
Doctor Strange Fate, number one. Right off the bat, I'll say one thing. This book has some of the best 90s ads that I really...
Oh, yeah, it's pretty great.
There's a few hardcore ones. Right off the bat, we get a $5 rebate from Post Serials for Game Gear games, which I'm definitely interested in. But so we start off... with this guy. He is running through a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like not sure why he's there. He's confused. He doesn't know. And he's dressed in like in this weird blue and red outfit or whatever. This is Access, the character Access, who basically is the catalyst. Okay, yeah. So from when's that from?
I don't know. Whenever he was defending the Intercontinental title.
That must
it was at a SummerSlam, apparently.
Okay, so then, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but yeah, I knew he won. There was one where he had a gold boot.
Yeah.
So Access is running through these tunnels, and Access basically is this character with these super nebulous powers.
Yeah, we're not really sure what Access is doing, and we don't even really know his name is Access. Right now, he's just a dude running through a sewer tunnel.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm in a sewer tunnel. And then all of a sudden, this, like, monster pops up, and it's kind of like a man thing, but not really, just a big slimy guy. What's his name?
Abominite.
Abominite.
So this is
Abomination and
Helgrimite.
Helgrimite?
Helgrimite.
Who's Helgrimite?
He is, I know he was in an episode of Brave and the Bold,
mm-hmm,
when Batman teamed with the Creeper.
Okay.
And he's a Batman villain, like a lower level Batman.
Yeah.
I think he might have been in the animated series.
I don't remember that.
Well, definitely, obviously, the Creeper was.
Yeah, but I don't remember Helgrimite, unless he was in there and was never given a name.
I know that there's a cartoon, I think it's Brave and the Bold, where Batman and Creeper take on Helgrimite. Or Helgrimite, Grammite, I don't know.
That might be Brave and the Bold.
But that's basically what we're looking at here. So he looks like a bug, and he's got a tail,
yeah,
like a scaly tail, but he's also Abomination, so he's big and green.
Yeah, and he's like, this is, you know, my sewer or whatever. And
the, yeah, basically, like, literally, he's just like, oh my God. He's just like, ah, you're in my sewer.
And the guy's, you know, like, what?
And he's about to get smashed. And
then all of a sudden, he just like basically like teleports.
See, now this is confusing. Because
I was very confused by this as well.
Yeah, he...
It took me a little bit of time to figure out what the fuck just happened.
Randomly teleports up to what appears to be a roof of some sort.
Right.
And I assume,
yes,
that he's on the roof of wherever,
yes,
Dr. Strangefate is. So it's,
yes,
like the tower slash sanctum sanctorium,
yeah,
or whatever.
This is really confusing because it took me a while to figure this out. So I thought that this guy was going to be Dr. Strangefate.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So this is him. All of a sudden, he teleports to the roof. You turn the page, and you see Dr. Strangefate putting on his outfit.
Yeah.
So he puts on his cape, and he puts on the helmet. And I was like, wait a second. The way this was going, I thought that kid was going to find out that he is Dr. Strangefate.
That's what I thought, too. It's been a while since I read this, so I,
right,
was like, oh, I guess this is how this is.
And I was like, wait, what the fuck just happened? And so there's no real way to tell that this is supposed to be two separate characters.
Yeah.
Because she's shrouded in darkness. You don't see his face. You don't know that he's not that kid from the roof. And there's no way to differentiate these two moments.
I just was looking at here. So there's this shadow outline of his hand.
Uh-huh.
His hand looks like
gnarled as fuck.
Yeah, I'm like,
he slammed it in a car door.
Like, did he break his hand?
Mm-hmm. He slammed it in a car door.
Man, he should go to a doctor.
He really should.
Like a real doctor.
He's like, I can't operate. That's what my hands look
maybe
like.
Maybe that's
now.
What happened. I don't know, but his hand looks fucked up.
It looks real fucked.
So before we get to the main page here, I just want to point out two great ads. First one, a full page ad,
mm-hmm,
for the
band.
New Paradise Lost album, Draconian Times.
Yeah, and apparently this is a band, and they are a new breed of gothic. They claim to be a mix between the Sisters of Mercy and Metallica.
Well, they don't claim Metal Hammer.
Okay, Metal Hammer.
Metal
claims.
Hammer goes Metallica meets Sister of Mercy. Awesome. Metal Hammer, 4.5 fists.
Yeah. Oh, 0.5 fists.
4.5 fists.
I know, but don't you have half a fist?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a baby fist.
A baby. Show me baby hands.
Show me baby hands. So we actually looked this band up.
I'm familiar with this band. I'm familiar with this band by name mostly. I as a metal guy.
Yeah, I was.
I've very seldomly dabbled in Paradise Lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I'm not familiar with it more, considering my enjoyment of Typo Negative.
Well, that was exactly the thing, because it was like hit single or whatever, Enchantment or whatever it's called. So we're like, all right. So we looked it up on YouTube. I would not call them Sisters of Mercy meets Metallica. I would call them Typo Negative. but not as good.
Yeah. Typo Negative is like...
Oh, wait.
Typo Negative is like just got like a bunch of humor and swagger.
Oh, well,
too.
Yeah.
And also Peter Steele. You know.
Yeah.
R.I.P.D.
I still get really upset when I realize Peter Steele's dead. Like, when I remember...
Mm-hmm.
That he's dead. Anyway,
we have a Primus Tales for the Punch Bowl enhanced CD.
Ooh, enhance.
Put this in your computer.
It's a game.
And you will be able to sail the seas of cheese or whatever the fuck. Whatever the
hey, you guys want to jam on some Isley Brothers tunes?
Hey, you should start your own band. You're pretty good. And then he did.
Oh, that's always one of my favorite. I love Metallica Behind the Music so much. I wish there was just a channel. I wish it was streaming. I just want to watch all the Behind the Musics.
But particularly that one.
That particularly the Metallica one, which I've seen about 100 times, where they talk to Les Claypool about how he auditioned to be in Metallica.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what a different world it would be.
Oh, man, with
Wes
that...
Claypool wasn't Metallica.
You're really great. Start
they probably sound they probably sound like Paradise Lost. Anyways, so yeah, Dr. Strange Fade's like, I'm prepared. Look at my Rey Mysterio belt. Yeah, so, hey, look at that.
He really does.
You know, it's a little Rey Mysterio mask.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, Mix.
Mix. M-Y-X is yeah. his servant. So yes. there. So it's so I don't know who this is a mix of.
Oh, I don't know either.
I guess that name Mix.
Old dude.
Well, it's an old dude, but he has like a block soul patch.
Yeah, he has like this soul patch, but it literally just looks like he has a sticky note on his chin. He was just like, I'm going to cut out this piece of construction paper, glue it to my chin so the youngs think I'm hip. Like, that's literally what's going on in this picture. This is like if you're dressing a kid up for Halloween and you have to give him a fake beard. And you don't have any cotton balls. You're just like, just wear the patch. And you just...
It just reminds me of that Beavis and Butthead where they got beards and they just cut their own hair and glued it on their face. And they went to the mall and they're like, hey, baby, want to stroke my beard? And this girl's like, did you just glue hair to your face? Damn, we're smooth. So that's pretty much what this guy did.
Do you think our podcast is like Beavis and Butthead, but like in podcast form?
What? Us just making us. What, we're making fun of comics you can't see?
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
Man, that'd be great if we get like a description from Metal Hammer. It's like Beavis and Butthead meets
a half fist.
Beavis and Butthead meets comics 0.3 fists.
One baby fist.
One baby knuckle.
That's the appropriate rating system for this podcast. How many baby knuckles do you give it?
So
he's like talking to this guy. And he's like, summon my lackeys.
Get my homies.
And he's like, all right. So poof, they appear, and he has Bruce Banner, the Sulk.
Skulk.
Skulk. I like calling him the Sulk.
Well, he's pretty much like, he's kind of just, they bring him in.
It's just like basically if like Bruce Banner was at all the emo shows.
Emo shows. He looks like a Bruce Banner if he was like a Times Square flasher. But with purple pants.
Like a depressed time scar flasher.
Oh, he's super sad,
I'm
yeah.
so sad.
Well, here's the thing.
The only thing that will make me feel better is for random women to see my penis.
Well, it's funny because later they show him and I forgot what he looked like for a second. And I thought, I was like, is this some sort of like John Constantine guy?
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, is this a John? And
I was. Yeah. He's just some guy looking for prostitutes.
Well, Jesus Christ. Like, we'll get to it. So, who is this chick?
Which one?
In the middle.
In the middle, we have Frankie Rayner.
Oh, okay.
Jade Nova, which is a mixture of Kal Rayner,
right.
Green Lantern, and Nova, the Galactus Herald.
Right. She's here, and she's like, what? I'm going to smoke. I'm so cool.
Yeah, she's smoking.
And then they pull in, and this is...
The what?
You can tell a man wrote this. This is so fucking stupid. They pull in basically Scarlet Witch, but she's also...
Zatanna.
And she's like the White Witch.
Yeah.
But all this chick wants to do is fuck.
Yeah.
Like all the dudes. And that's literally her whole character trait is, I am sexy and I want to have sex.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all she exists for. So she's here and she's like, hey... And Dr. Strange Fate is like, I ordered you all here. I didn't ask because I'm kind of a dick. He's a huge dick, by the way, in this whole book.
Yeah, he is a
huge dick. And he's like, so I brought you guys all here because...
I don't remember Dr. Fate being this much of a dick.
I was reading that. I thought the exact same thing. I was like...
Same thing with Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange
was like,
is pretty cool.
I don't remember either one of them being this much of a cock. But I don't know. I was like, maybe I'm wrong, but
Dr. Cockfate.
Dr. Cockfate is right. He's a huge dick, and he's like, I ordered you all here to do my bidding. You don't get any fucking choices. Go get this dude. He calls himself
Access.
And they're like, what? I don't want to. And they're like, too fucking bad. And then the White Witch is like, hey, Dr. Fate Strange, whatever the fuck your name is, how about you just give me your dick? And he's like, go away, witch.
How about that D?
How about that D? And she's like, but I want to have the D. And he's like, just fucking go find that guy.
You want a man found, all you need is me.
Yeah. And she's like,
and he's like, don't test my patience. Like, he's
really an asshole in this book. And So instead of doing anything in this book, he literally just sits on his chair.
Yeah.
After he orders everybody to go do their thing.
Yeah, he pretty much just says, like, look, you got
to
find this guy.
You're supposed to be super powerful. Why aren't you looking for this guy? This is your book.
You got to find this guy Access, because basically he has, powers on a universal scale. And, you know, he's kind of responsible for stuff. So we need to, you know, get a hold of him. And I want to be able to... Yeah, I just want him here, and I need you guys to help me.
Yeah,
and he mentions Mephistotonus and Baron Wotan.
Sure,
he says this guy's a more dangerous foe than Mephistotonus and Baron Wotan. I just like finding
Who is Baron Wotan? Is that Baron Zemo plus
Baron Mordo and Wotan?
Mordo, that's it.
Yeah,
and Wotan.
Wotan.
Yeah.
Did you see all these relics here?
Yeah, there's an Iron Man mask up there.
The Iron Lantern. There's also a Superman. Well, it's Iron. That's what in this universe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
Iron
yeah,
Lantern. There's
is
also
that the Infinity Gauntlet in the background there.
Kind of. It looks like a gauntlet.
Yeah, I can't really tell what it is.
Looks like a sword with a Superman thing on it of some sort.
Oh, he's wielding Thor's hammer, but it can't really be Thor's hammer.
Nah, it looks like probably a replica.
Yeah,
everybody's just picking.
Because he's
it up.
Not fucking worthy. He's a dick.
Dick.
Yeah. So they're like, whatever, and she's like, oh man, I'll get him for you. Oh, and she like orgasms her way out the door.
It takes him. It takes him like. 3 pages to get these assholes out.
Yeah,
the door.
I'm like, so literally, then what does he do for the rest of the book? He sits on this chair.
Yeah.
In his big tower / sanctum in the middle of New York.
Well, basically, so this is where we learn kind of more about, because Mix is like, hey, why don't you go get him yourself? And he's like, well,
no.
I kind of needed them, my buddy, my buddies to like kind of see what he's made of. Yeah, I wanted to see that, assess that first, and then I'll deal with him personally. Mix sounds like something here, like he's like, ah, so you sit on high and orchestrate as you gain your ends through manipulation. I suppose my servitude in this dimension is proof enough of that. So is he like just enslaving this random guy?
I guess.
Like, kind of shitty. He's like, hey, why don't you go play with some construction paper and glue it on your face? For my amusement.
Yeah, maybe that's why he looks like that.
So this is when Access is running through an alley, and this is when I thought, I forgot this was the Skulk. I thought this was like John Constantine. I was like, what's John Constantine doing in this book? It's like, no, this is the Skulk, because this guy's like, he's like, hey man, you seem confused, how about I help you?
Yeah.
And rightfully so, he's like, get the fuck away from me.
He's like, weird, what's wrong with you, weirdo? Oh, by the way, this guy's in Gotham.
Yeah, it's got you. Yeah, we're doing Gotham stuff.
So
this is when he turns into the Skulk,
where he's basically just like Grundy meets Hulk.
Actually, he's pretty much just Grundy wearing purple pants.
Yeah, he just really looks like Grundy. And he's like, oh, come here. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And so he runs away. And then we run into Lady Lantern. And she's like, hey, man.
Jade Novo.
And she turns into like...
Jade Nova sounds like an NXT name.
Yeah. And so she turns into like a Nova thing. And she's trying to get him. And
she basically looks like fire.
Yeah, she does. Because she's green.
She exactly looks like
fire. Yeah, she looks like fire. And so they're running around, they're trying to get this guy, and he, like, escapes them both.
Yeah, he kind of just...
He does that, like, teleporty thing.
Again, Dr. Strangeface should have just did his own work himself.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, we're kind of feeling him out and seeing what he can do.
Right.
So, because basically, like, literally, he could do whatever he wants. So he disappears, and this is when he teleports. Well, he doesn't realize how he teleports, but he just shows up randomly on a dock.
Yep.
And this is when all of a sudden Zatara, or White Witch, shows up and immediately straddles him.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, buddy, hey, how's it going? Like, straddling him. And he's like, what? And she's like, I'm going to start kissing you. And apparently her kiss has the power to, like, knock people unconscious or something.
I don't know.
Sure. I don't know if that's... Oh, we also have an ad for the Pose CD. I had that Pose CD.
There's a lot of music ads in here. There's one on the previous pages for some random-ass bands. Because I don't remember these, but the Bottle Rockets. Dog's Eye View, I remember.
I vaguely remember them.
Yeah, they had a song that was called Everything Falls Apart.
Yeah.
Everything Falls Apart. Yeah, that song.
Yeah.
But then this one we have, this is like Sam Goody ads.
Yeah, and so we have Sam Goody, that was a thing.
Sam Goody's not around anymore, is it?
Oh, no.
It used to be an FYE derivative.
Yeah, used to be a huge Sam Goody in the mall. So, like, you would, when they built the mall, there up by the food court, there was this giant Sam Goody.
Nice.
It was so big, and we used to go there all the time, but now it doesn't exist anymore.
No music stores exist. Really, they don't.
No, they don't.
I don't think, like, you can't even walk into, like, just a regular ass FYE.
Nope.
Because I think they still exist.
Well, they do. There's one in Buffalo.
There's one in Buffalo. I used to work at an FYE. Mm-hmm. It's such a dumb fucking name.
It is dumb.
God, I hate that name.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
4-year entertainment. What does it stand for? Like, you shouldn't have to... Your name shouldn't be an acronym for your store. Because yeah. Everybody just thinks it's just FI.
FI!
Anyway, so she knocks this guy out with a kiss.
And then brings him to Dr. Fate. And she's like, see, I told you, if you're looking for a man, all you need is me. Here's my tits. Let's have the sex. And he's like, wake him up. And so she wakes him up. And then, like, Mix escorts her out. And she's trying to get with him.
Oh, I know. She's like,
what are you doing at night? And I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with this woman?
Hey, you want to glue some cardboard paper to me?
Like, I'd look really great with one of those... goatees.
Hey, why don't you give me a card, construction paper
goatee,
or that sounds dirty.
Yeah, so he, like, it does, it sounds like a really gross sex act. So he, like, wakes up and he's like, I'm Dr. Strange Fate, and I'm gonna, like, hang you from my magic, and I'm gonna tell you to give me the thing because you have the power to, like, rip my universe apart,
right?
And this guy's like, it's just basically like Dr. Strange Fate just yelling at this guy. This guy doesn't say anything. He's just like, you have the power, and I know you have the power, and you're from two universes, and what the hell, man? And this guy's just like, ow.
He's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I just noticed he has a fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has quite the bit of storage.
Yeah.
Because he has a vest.
He only has one pouch. Well, no, multiple pouches.
He has a Marty McFly vest.
Yeah, he has a vest.
With a lot, with at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pouches.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep a lot of snacks in there. And then you have, I mean, he's got pockets in his pants. And then he has a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
That he has off to the side, which I don't know. Maybe if his name is Access, maybe he has, like, a bunch of keys in those pockets.
Well, that's the whole point. Is so, like, after he's yelling at him.
Yeah.
And you turn the page.
No.
All of a sudden he stops and he lets him go and he's like, oh, wait, you don't have the keys.
Oh, that's right, because they're not in his fanny pack.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I never said I did. And he's like, what the hell did you do with them? He's like, I hid them so you can't find them. He's like, but don't you understand? You're going to rip my universes apart and, like, put everything back where they're supposed to be. Because this guy's like, you're not going to get them because I have to, like, you know, separate the two universes, which I'm assuming is the DC and the Marvel universes,
yeah,
and put it back. He's like, no, but this is who I am. Like, Dr. Strange Fate is just kind of having a fit.
He's having a fit.
Let's Access leave.
No, Access just runs out.
But he doesn't try to stop him.
No, he doesn't.
No, he lets him go. Dude jumps out a window and he's like, all right, bye.
He goes full Ed Begley Jr.
Yeah.
And jumps out the guy.
He absolutely does.
Because they're in, you know, Bruce and Wayne Enterprises from Batman Forever. Yeah, yeah. And he just jumps out the window.
Yep.
Basically just like, don't ruin my universe. And he's getting Access is like, fine, fuck you, bye. And he jumps out this window. He teleports away, I'm assuming, to whatever the next book he's going to show up in. And then this is where we get the final page where he's like, Dr. Strange Fate sitting there and he's complaining. He's like,
oh, I can't let this happen. I am this person, but I can't be this person. And he takes his helmet off. And who is he? He's Charles Xavier.
Boo.
Boo. Worst ending. I was like,
that's a terrible
but
ending.
But now he's like three guys.
Yeah, I don't understand this Dr. Xavier shit.
I'm like, why are you Charles Xavier? I don't understand why you, why?
Yeah.
They're like, well, who else would he be? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Dr. Strange?
Yeah, he should just be like Dr. Strange.
Fucking Stephen Glover?
Yeah, I guess.
Or Kent Strange?
You should be Kent Strange.
Kent Strange.
You should be Kent Strange. Why the fuck he's Charles Xavier?
And just straight up Charles Xavier. Not yeah, like not, an not, amalgam of
yeah,
Xavier
that's
and
why I don't
something
get it.
Else.
I'm like, so where's Stephen Strange? He doesn't exist now?
Well, no, not in this universe.
No, I know. But like even half of him doesn't exist because he should be Kent Strange. Mm-hmm. Right? So the strange part would be the half, but no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why he's here. I didn't like this ending at all. First off, he was a Doctor Strange fate, huge dick. Second of all, didn't really do anything, made other people do it. And third, then he ended up being Charles Xavier. And I was like, that could have been better.
And in the end, he sucks.
Yeah, that could have been better.
He just lets the guy run out his window. And then I'm assuming this was it. I don't think they made another issue of this.
No,
would you
sure.
want to read the next issue of Doctor Strange Fate?
I don't know. I mean, I do like these amalgam comics. I'm not sure I want to pick up Strange Fate, but maybe another amalgam I probably would read.
Yeah, I'm going to give away a few of them because some of them aren't that good.
Oh, but, no.
But I do actually...
That Catwoman one was not very good.
Which one was that?
Oh, it was Catwoman and...
Was it Catwoman and Elektra?
Maybe. I'm trying to remember who. Oh, no. Maybe that was a if Stan Lee created Catwoman.
Oh, no. That's right. We have that one. Yeah, there's
right.
a bunch of ones where it's
it
like.
It was a different one.
Yeah. It was like,
yeah,
it's
not
true believers.
Yeah.
I do like, though, that on this letter, they have a letters page, which I'm assuming is a kayfabe letters page.
Oh, it has to be.
And, you know, it's called the Strange Fate Letters. And we just have a bunch of people sending it. I'm assuming people sent in letters or made up some people and they're just asking about all these different things in here, and they do kind of allude to being like, oh, there's Tales of Doctor Strange Fate 213 or whatever. I don't know. Amalgam Comics, you know, if you could find them, I mean, they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
There was a trade. There's maybe a few trades of this out there. And I had one. I think I had my hands on one not too long ago, and I just decided not to get it. We'll have to dig into it, but Doctor Strange Fate, glad we revisited that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And you can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show and tell your friends. We would greatly appreciate that. So thanks again for listening, folks. And we'll talk again soon.
Bye.